弟兄姐妹平安。
Brother and sister, good morning.
很感谢神，我们可以再一起来敬拜上帝。
Very happy that we can get together to worship Him.
我们相信神与我们同在。
We believe that God is with us this morning.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
现在主，谢谢你悦纳我们今天向你献上的敬拜。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you that we can worship you this morning.
继续与我们同在，带领我们前面的道路。
Continue to be with us and guide our path.
也教导我们透过今天的话语。
And teach us through this, today's words.
可以学习怎么样正确的来祷告。
And we can learn how to pray, according to your will.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天要跟大家一起来思想按着神的心意来祷告。我用的经文呢是在马太福音六章五到十三节。
So we're going to share with you is that how we can pray according to God's will. I will be in the, Matthew chapter 6.
我们一起来读这些经文。
And so let's read together.
同时中英比较省时间。
Okay, so if you want to read Chinese, go ahead, read. We're going to read simultaneously, and or you can read English if you speak English.
好，预备，请。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字口上祷告，故意叫他们看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门祷告在暗中的父你父在暗中查看必然报答你你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话他们以为话多了必蒙垂听你们不可效法他们因为你们没有祈得以先你们所需用的你们的父早已知道了所以你们祷告要这样说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们我想这段经文我们都非常熟
very familiar with this passage
关于祷告这件事
according to aboutWhen we talk about prayers,
可能大家听了很多类似的讲道。
You probably have already listened many similar topics.
但是我觉得却是最不容易在生活中操练的一件事。
But probably is the most difficult to practice in our lives.
谈到祷告，我们先来了解“罪”这个字的字义。
So before we talk about prayer, let's talk about what is the meaning of sin.
因为有类似的观念。
And so it's a very similar concept.
圣经里面讲到罪的意思呢是没有射中靶心点
So in the Bible sin means that missing the bullseye
就是没有射中上帝的标准
So we do not meet the standard of God
操练祷告呢也像射箭一样
And so practice is a similar way
需要练习射中靶心点
And so we have to practice so we can hit the bullseye
意思就是说我们祷告呢不只是多也要准
And so not only we need to pray more but also we need to be accurate
什么叫做祷告要准
What does that mean?
就是要接近上帝的心意
So we have to pray according to his heart
这包括我们祷告的内容跟我们祷告的心态
And also is our attitude and also content of the prayers
马太福音五到七章是耶稣很重要的教导
And so it's very important from the Matthew chapter 5 to 7 It's an important lesson Jesus has taught us
我们称它叫做登山宝训。
So, 登山宝训
Sermon on
Mount. Sermon on Mount.
那其中呢，六章五到十三节，我们刚读的是耶稣对于祷告很重要的教导。
So the passage we just read talk about how important the prayers are.
其中就讲到祷告的人的心态跟祷告的内容。
First of all, talk about the accuracy of how we pray and the content.
我们就从这一段经文来了解耶稣对于祷告的教导。
So first of all, then let's learn what's his teaching.
我们先来看错误的祷告。
So let's look at incorrect prayers.
错误的祷告有两方面，第一个呢，就是错误的祷告动机。
First of all, talk about the wrong motive.
六章五节，耶稣讲到有人把祷告当作宗教表演。
And so some the in the passage talk about is a show when you pray.
在第五节说，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
So when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and the street corner to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full.
这是耶稣责备法利赛人那种爱慕虚荣的心态的祷告动机。
So Jesus actually rebuked hypocrites about that why they like to show off when they pray.
要知道犹太人他们一天有三次祷告时间。
So a Jew usually prays three times a day.
分别在晚上、早上跟下午。
So in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening.
我先说晚上是因为他们一天的开始是从晚上开始。
So the reason I say in the evening because that is the start of the day.
但是要知道耶稣并不是反对我们在公开祷告。
And Jesus is not rebuking us that we pray in the public.
就好像美玲刚带我们敬拜，她也带我们祷告。
And so just like Meiling when lead the worship, also, she also leads us in prayers.
她责备的是把祷告当作宗教表演。
And so what Jesus rebuking those Jews is that because it's a show for others.
为了吸引人看见他在祷告，变成一种公开炫耀他的敬虔。
And they're bragging how religious they are.
那耶稣说这个叫做假冒为善。
And you are hypocrites.
然后呢，经文耶稣说这样的人的祷告只得到人的称赞跟肯定而已。
And so for those people pray like that, they will receive the rewards in full by people.
其实话说回来，耶稣跟他的门徒其实也常常在公开场合祷告。
And Jesus and his disciples very often pray in the public.
所以耶稣讲的重点是不要把祷告变成宗教表演。
And so the Jesus point is not when you pray, it's not like a show.
只要用真诚的心跟上帝讲话。
You just have a sincere heart to talk to God.
把我们想要讲的话把它讲出，对上帝讲的话把它讲出来，就是很好的公开的带领祷告。
Whatever you want to express to God and just say to Him, and that is what God wants to hear.
好，第二个错误的祷告方式跟内容。
And the second one is the wrong.
就是祷告变成例行公事。
And become a routine.
好，有口无心，当作功德一个功劳。
And you're just saying you just gotta do it. So you say in your lips that you don't echo in your heart.
在第七节说，你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
And so in the seventh said, when you pray, do not like the when you pray to the Father, do not keep a babbling like a pagans.
耶稣提醒是不要学外邦人错误的祷告方式。
Do not imitate those pagans when they pray.
耶稣不是反对我们重复的祷告内容。
He is not rebuking you that you should not repeat.
我们教会为了聘牧，我们每个礼拜都在祷告。
So actually we are praying every day.
这内容每个礼拜都在重复。
And very often the content being repeating.
耶稣不是反对这个。
And Jesus is not opposing that.
他责备的是有口无心的祷告。
He's rebuking people that it's just become a routine. You don't really mean it.
就是把祷，另外呢，就是把祷告当成一个功德。
And you should think about that. You need to do good.
想要用很多的祷告，累积很长的时间的祷告来换取上帝垂听。
So you accumulate all the prayers, so you think that is something that God will listen.
为了要成就自己想要的。
It's want to accomplish something you want.
其实我们来想一想，其他有一些民间宗教的信仰就是这样做。
You know, if you think about some many religions just like that.
你看那个佛教徒哈，拿着念珠在那边念，有没有
？And so you see the Buddhism that usually 念珠是 how do you say? I don't know how to 念珠, so but they just, you know, the like beats, they use the beats and they keep praying the same thing.
他们就是每念一个佛号，就是播一个珠子，这样一直播，一直播，一直念，一直念，在心里面念，或者是小声的念出来。
So they keep repeating the same thing and they move one beat over.
他们这样做是在累积功德。
They feel that accumulate goods.
圣经里面其实有提到一些外邦人的祷告。
And in the Bible, talk about pagans' prayers.
啊，我举一个旧约的例子，还有一个新约的例子。
I'm going to use one example from Old Testament and one from New Testament.
这个经文很长了，我们不详细念。
And so the passage is very long, and we're not going to read everything.
我只PowerPoint 我只列了几节比较关键的经文。
So I only list a few very important verses.
旧约的例子是在列王记上呢，十六章二十九到十八章四十六节。
And so it's from the First King, chapter 16 to all the way to chapter 18.
啊，那里讲到北国以色列的国王叫亚哈。
And talk about the northern king, Ahab.
他娶了耶洗别作为妻子。
He married Jezebel.
然后呢，就跟着耶洗别去侍奉敬拜巴利。
And serving the pagan god.
然后影响了全国，也跟着拜偶像、拜巴利。
So affecting all the Jews that they start worship a pagan god.
就造成了整个国家三年的旱灾。
And so they caused the drought, three years of drought.
然后撒玛利亚就有大饥荒。
And so there's a famine.
后来上帝怜悯这些百姓。
And God has mercy on his people.
希望能够降下雨来，借着盼望以色列百姓可以回转来归向耶和华。
And hope that they will have a rain, and so they no longer suffer famine.
所以呢，他就差遣以利亚去见亚哈王。
So he sent the Elijah to see King Ahab.
所以呢，在加密山上就有一场祷告大会。
And so there's a big event about prayers.
然后以利亚呢，就请这个巴利的先知呢，请他们先祷告。
So he asked their prophet to pray first.
他们祷告之前有先设祭坛。
And so they have an offering table.
以利亚设一个给耶和华的祭坛，巴利的先知设一个给巴利的祭坛。
And so there's a Baal's offering table, and also Elijah also have an offering table.
那个祭坛上面有很多木材 堆成一大堆。
And there's a lot of woods pile up together.
那个祭牲呢，牛或羊呢，就摆在 木头堆上面。
And also offering animals on top of those woods.
然后以利亚叫他的徒弟呢，把他的祭坛用水淋得湿哒哒的。
Elijah actually told his follower to pour water over the woods.
然后圣经描述说，连祭坛旁边有挖水沟，连水沟都满了水。
And so even there's a ditch that is filled with water.
然后以利亚说，啊，巴利你们人比较多，你们先祷告。
And so they say, told the Baals that you have a more prophets, why don't you pray first?
我们从那一段经文看到，这个巴利的祷告是不断重复一句话。
And so they pray to Baals, they repeating the same thing over and over again.
就是巴利亚，求你听我们的祷告。
And please, Baal, please listen to our prayer.
不断的重复这一句话。
And they keep repeating over and over again.
从早上祷告到中午，什么事都没发生。
And nothing happened from morning till noon.
这个是外邦人他们对他们的神明祷告的方式。
And that is the way the pagan, how they worship their God, how they pray to God.
那我们知道结局，接下来什么事都没发生，接下来换以利亚祷告。
And so there nothing happened, so Elijah started to pray.
他一祷告，上帝从天上降火来把整个祭坛烧光，圣经说连水沟的水全部烧光。
And so after Elijah started praying, God sent fires and totally burned all the woods, even with the water.
所以在旧约我们看到那个外邦人拜偶像的祷告就不断重复同一句话。
And so the people who worship pagan gods repeating one word over and over again.
我们这个跟这个拜佛的哈，他们的祷告很像。
Just like Buddhism, similar prayers.
我再举一个新约的例子。
I'm going to give you one example from New Testament.
在使徒行传十九章二十四到三十二节。
So in Acts chapter 19, 24 to 34,
保罗他到了以弗所去传福音。
So he went to Ephesus to preach gospel.
然后就很多人信了耶稣。
A lot of people believe in God.
他们本来是拜那里的偶像叫亚迪米。
And so they will worship Demetrius.
那这个制造亚迪米神龛的这个生意呢，变得很糟糕。
And so they will worship the Artemis, and so to bring a better business.
这个结果这些靠偶像做生意赚钱的人呢，就没生意了。
And so when Paul start evangelize to people, and so mess up their business.
这个保罗呢，挡人的财路。
And Paul blocked their business.
所以这个制造这个神龛的这个铜业工会呢的主席。
And so the union, a president of a union.
理事长哦，他就鼓动他们铜业呢起来。这个鼓动一些暴民，引发这个群众暴动。
So he will try to have a riot to against Paul.
然后我们看那个经文里面记载，他们在向他们的神明祷告呼喊。
So they will continue pray to their God.
圣经说他们喊大灾以弗所人的亚迪米亚，大灾以弗所人的亚迪米亚，喊了两个小时。
They say great is Artemis of the Ephesians.
一共喊了两个小时。
Called out for 2 hours.
就不断重复这两句话。
They just keep repeating the same word over and over again.
可能这些人在那边喊，也不知道在喊什么。
They probably have no idea what they were praying for.
所以这是外邦人拜偶像的祷告方式。
And that's how the pagan how people pray to their pagan god.
耶稣不是反对我们祷告内容每天重复。
And Jesus is not opposing we repeating what we pray.
也不是反对我们长时间的祷告。
Jesus is not opposing how long we pray.
是提醒我们不要在祷告的时候是有口无心的，不知道要祷告什么。
He reminds us it's not we got when we pray is pray coming from our hearts.
他提醒我们祷告要体贴上帝的想法。
And we really need to understand what is God's heart.
我们看耶稣的祷告。
And let's look at Jesus' prayer.
来看他在克西马尼园的祷告。
And when he prayed in the 克西马尼 what's that? I can't remember this word right now. Sorry about that.
okay. 我们看圣经的记载，他三次的祷告，祷告的话是同样的，重复的。
So he keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
耶稣为了拣选十二个门徒，他通宵祷告。
And so when he choose the 12 disciples, he pray overnight.
所以耶稣也是祷告用重复的话，他也用很长的时间祷告。
He also repeating his prayers, also spend a lot of time praying.
保罗为了他身上的一根刺，可能是眼睛的疾病。
And so Paul actually talk about there's a thorn in his body, maybe something about his eye.
他说他也曾经三次求告上帝。
And Paul has prayed to God 3 times.
所以耶稣不是反对我们祷告内容重复，或者是用很长的时间祷告。
And God is not opposing us pray for a long time or repeating the same content.
他是提醒我们祷告的时候是要有心有口有心向着上帝在祷告。
He reminds us that when we pray that we need to pray according to God's heart.
而不是一边祷告一边心里想说我今天中午要煮什么来吃。
So it's not like when you pray you're thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch.
所以这个是耶稣要教导我们的。
And this is what Jesus wants to teach us.
当然初学祷告的人或者在很重要的场合祷告的时候，
And so when people just start to pray or in a very important event,
初学者可能不知道祷告什么，他可以事先写下来。
And so for the beginners start praying, you might not know how to pray, but you can write it down.
然后按着所写的来向上帝用真诚的心来跟他祷告。
And then pray with your sincere heart.
另外如果在很重要场合被安排要公众带大家祷告。
So reverse some special event that you need to lead people to pray.
也可以写下来。
You can also write it down.
然后看着祷告时很真诚的向上帝祷告。
And pray to God with a sincere heart.
这都可以帮助我们学习祷告。
That will help us learn how to pray.
但是小心一件事。
But you gotta be cautious.
不要用久了以后。
And don't keep using the a similar way over and over again.
只是照着念哦，心里在想别的事。
And you just read it, but you're thinking about something else.
所以缺乏祷告的时候，向上帝一个很真诚的心。
And the lack of a sincere heart when you pray.
其实，在犹太人的崇拜仪式里面有用于各种场合的祷告文。
And so in the Jewish culture, there's all different prayer contents.
他们人生的每一件事情呢，都有文字化写下来的祷告词。
And there's a prayer words that in every single event.
有吃饭前的祷告文。
And there's a prayer before their meals.
有吃完饭的祷告文。
And the prayers after meal.
有收到好消息的祷告文。
And there's a prayer when you receive good news.
有使用新的家具的祷告文。
And also the prayer for new furnitures.
有进入一个城市或离开一个城市的祷告文。
And when you enter a new city or leaving a new city, there's a prayers as well.
他们有各式各样的祷告词。
And there's so many different type of prayers.
是写下来的，让他们可以照着念。
And it's written down, and then so you can just read it.
每一件事情都有祷告文是很好的一件事。
And so every event or everything, there's a prayer, it's a good thing.
意思就是说，在人生当中每发生的一件事，都带到上帝的面前来祷告。
That means that there's something happened that you always can bring into God to pray.
但是就因为犹太人非常熟悉这些祷告文
，because Jewish that they're very familiar those prayers.
他们从小到大都念同样的词，所以一定背起来了。
So they actually memorized since they were growing up.
就渐渐的，犹太人的祷告变成公式化
，and become a routine.
嘴巴念念有词，但是心里在想别的事情。
And so they can just read it through their lips, but they're thinking about something else.
嘴巴念念有词，但是没有去想那其中的意义到底是什么。
They not really think about what they're praying about.
虔诚的犹太人还定出祷告的时间。
And so religious Jews also have a prayer time.
我刚刚有讲哦，他们有定早上九点、中午十二点、下午三点的祷告时间。
And so they have prayer time nine o'clock in the morning and noon and 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
当时间到了，一定要放下手中的工作来祷告。
And once the time is up, they need to put on everything they have and start to pray.
这是很好的习惯。
And this is a good habit.
有可能他们是每一天三次有很真实的在祷告。
And so every single day, maybe they're praying sincerely.
也可能是变成习惯性的一些动作。
And they become a routine as well.
所以一个人一天至少三次向上帝祷告是很值得鼓励的事。
We should really encourage people want to pray to God 3 times a day.
但是如果一天三次念念念嘴巴念祷告文念念有词，但是心里面没有想到上帝，那就一点意义也没有。
But if you just babbling that without really mean it, then doesn't mean anything.
我们看耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告，跟保罗为他得医治的祷告。
So we look at how Paul pray and how Jesus pray.
他们是发自内心热切的真诚在向上帝祷告。
They're sincere from their hearts.
所以这是我们要学习。
And this is something we need to learn.
我们例行经常有做一些祷告。
And so very often we do some prayers.
最常做的是什么？
What's the most common one we pray?
你们觉得是什么？
谢饭。
谢饭祷告。
It's a prayer before the meal.
几乎每天都会做。
So every single day we do that.
但是要小心不要变成例行公事。
But be cautious, do not become a routine.
吃饭前的祷告是在为上帝所赐的食物献上感恩。
So when we say giving grace before a meal is we want to thank God that have blessed us.
是帮助我们常常存给一个感谢上帝的心。
And to remind us that we need to be thankful to God.
在操练凡事谢恩。
And to continue practice in everything we give thanks.
有会友曾经问我说：“牧师，我们吃饭忘记祷告了。”
And so there was one member asked me one time, "Oh, I forgot to pray before the meal."
我说没关系，你可以边吃边祷告。
And so it's okay, you can continue to pray in your mind when you're eating.
一边吃一边感恩上帝。
And just want to give thanks to God.
或者吃完饭我们再来祷告。
And or you can pray after the meal.
重点是在操练感谢上帝。
The focus is to try to practice giving thanks and have a great gratitude.
因为万一在生活当中遇到突发的事情，或者遇到不顺利的。突发的事情的时候
，And so in our life, there's always some events that are unexpected.
这样的帮助可以帮助我们。第一个反应是啊，感谢上帝。
And so the first reaction we want need to thank God first.
比如说开车去撞到了车祸了。
So even though you have a car accident,
第一的反应是啊，感谢上帝。
The first reaction, thank God.
然后开始想我要怎么处理。
And then next, the how should I handle the situation?
要打电话啦，要照相啦，要找警察啦，等等。
Or make a phone call, call the police, or take a picture.
所以当我们生活中常常操练感恩的时候
，So when we practice gratitude.
遇到生活当中的突发事情，我们第一个反应先来感谢上帝。
So experience unexpected thing is that we give thanks to God.
然后再想该怎么去处理。
And then we'll think about how we should handle this.
而不是一发生事情的时候，怎么这么倒霉啊
？And so you say, "Oh, I'm so unlucky."
开始抱怨上帝。
And start complaining.
或者抱怨东抱怨西。
And keep complaining.
这个抱怨可能表面看起来是在抱怨啊运气不好啦，抱怨。啊，为什么啊？早知道不要这么早出门啊！
And on the survey, you say I'm just so unlucky this morning. Maybe I should not leave so early.
其实这个抱怨背后是在抱怨上帝。
And so actually, the complaint behind it, you are complaining to God.
因为我们有一个了解，一个认知，就是我们人生每天的生活，上帝都在掌权了。
And so we have understanding God is control everything.
如果我们抱怨人、抱怨自己、抱怨情况，那其实背后是在抱怨上帝。
So you will complain about people, complain about ourselves. Actually, behind it, we'll complain about God.
所以，希望我们的谢饭祷告不要变成例行的、有口无心的祷告。
So when we give a grace before meal, it's not become a routine.
失去了一个感恩的心。
And losing that sincere, thankful heart.
好，第二方面，什么是正确的祷告
？So now we need to talk about what is the correct prayers.
最标准的祷告的方向跟内容，就是耶稣在马太福音六章九到十三节教导门徒的祷告。
And so the most important is in the Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13.
我们称它叫做主导文。
And we talk about is the
Lord's
Prayer.
主导文可以帮助我们练习祷告。
And a Lord's Prayer can really help us to practice how we should pray.
帮助我们跟上帝建立亲密的关系
，and really establish a really intimate relationship with God.
也帮助我们的想法跟上帝更接近
，and so really bring our thoughts closer to God.
这个六章八节，耶稣说
，and so in chapter 6 verse 6,
你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
那我们干嘛要祷告
？Why should we pray?
我需要的上帝都知道啊。
He knows everything.
其实上帝都知道，他还是要我们祷告，有一个用意。
And God has a purpose, even though He knows what we need.
我们的祷告不是要上帝告诉上帝说他不知道的消息。
And we're not praying to God, say, "Oh, I'm just trying to inform you something."
我们的祷告不是跟上帝说，上帝啊，你不知道有一件事情发生，你都没看到，你都不知道哦。
So because you don't know this happened, so I need to let you know.
其实上帝都知道，他无所不知。
And God knows everything.
这个经文说，我们所需要的还没开口，他都知道了。
And before we, what we need, before we asking, He already knew.
所以祷告不是要告诉上帝他不知道的消息。
And so it's not prayer to Him that, hey, I'm just informing you something you don't know.
这个经文是告诉我们。上帝随时跟我们同在，他不会打盹，不会睡觉。
Here is talk about God's always with us, that He is a foot never slip.
你们有去过日本？我们这边有从日本来的哈。
And we have you been to Japan? Well, there are people from Japan.
我蜜月旅行的时候，第一次出国的地方就是去日本。
And so our honeymoon is that we went to Japan.
去日本旅游，导游常常会带去的一个地方，你们猜是什么？
So do you know what's the most common place that the tour guide will take us?
想不起来，换一个角度，你们去欧洲旅游，导游常常带你们去看的建筑物是什么？
So what when you go to Europe, what the tour guide would usually take to see?
就是教堂。
And usually churches.
那去日本呢？
And when you go to Japan.
神社。
Yeah, so the temples.
那我们那一次去哈，我们去一个神社，然后导游跟我们介绍这个到神社拜拜的时候应该怎么做。
And so the tour guide took us to see a temple, also give us a warning what kind of thing we need to do.
我们知道旁边有一个洗手的勺子可以洗手，对不对
？And so there's a big spoon that you can use to wash your hands.
然后导游说，接下来他们会做一个动作。
And then after that, they're going to do something.
他们站到神明面前，然后这样。
And before they stand before their worship God, they will clap really loud.
那个导游跟我们说，他们是要把神明叫醒。
Because they need to wake up their God.
因为他的神明可能在打瞌睡。
And because the God maybe taking a nap.
可能他们的神明走到旁边去，没听到我的祷告。
And maybe their God walk away.
所以要这样把他叫回来。
So we gotta clap and to wake him up.
很稀奇。
Oh, that's interesting.
圣经告诉我们，我们的上帝不会打盹。不会睡觉。
And so in the Bible said our God will never, therefore never sleep, and their watch over you will never slumber.
他不会太忙，没有注意到我们。
He will never be too busy without knowing what's going on.
诗篇121篇第三第四节说，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列也不打盹，也不睡觉。
He will not let you full sleep.He who watch over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watch over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
所以神随时看顾我们。
He is watching us all the time.
我们的祷告不是告诉他他不知道的事情。
We're not just when we pray, it's not we tell him something he doesn't know.
我们祷告操练祷告最大的好处还不是我们的祷告蒙应允。
And so the best benefit of prayer is not because our prayer is being listened.
当然这是我们很高兴的一件事。
Of course, your prayer being listened, of course, that's wonderful.
但是祷告最大的好处是帮助我们的想法跟上帝更接近。
And so the most important thing when we pray is that we learn how to pray according to his heart.
在物理学上有一个现象叫做共振效应。
And so there's a physical phenomenon called the resonance effect.
当两个频率一样的时候，会产生更大的能量或效果。
And so when there's a two frequency are very very close or the same, they have a bigger impact.
这个会发生在地震的时候。
And that usually happened during the earthquake.
其实，在交响乐团也有类似的情况。
And also with the symphonies orchestra.
当各种乐器的声音共振和谐的时候，
and when all the instruments will resonate together,
演奏出来的音乐非常好听，
and the music is so beautiful,
非常的震撼人心，
it has a really impactful,
可能会在人心里面产生影响的能力，
and really make a huge impact in you.
基督徒常常操练祷告，就是在寻求跟上帝的想法、上帝的心意产生共振效应。
And so when we pray, is that we want to have this resonance effect.
我们的祷告越接近上帝想要的，我们 在我们身上就产生越大的属灵能力。
And so when we pray according to His heart, that will have a resonance effect.
所以耶稣在马太福音这一段的祷告的教导非常重要。
So that's very important in Matthew chapter 6.Or we shall pray.
所以我们要学习祷告，可以从主导文开始。
So we start with the Lord's Prayer.
因为那里有正确的祷告态度跟祷告的内容。
Has a right attitude and also right content of the prayers.
有时候我们想要学习祷告。
And sometimes we want to learn how to pray.
我想说我要30分钟好好的分别为圣来跟上帝祷告。
And so I was like, set up 30 minutes and so was a hallowed be your name and you know, to pray like that.
就跪在床前祷告五分钟。
And so when you kneel down and to pray for 5 minutes,
要跟上帝讲的都讲完了。
And so you already finish your prayer.
接下来25分钟不知道要干什么。
And you don't know what to do next 25 minutes.
如果有主导文的，我们如果按着主导文内容祷告，我相信你30分钟可能不够。
And so if you really pray according to the Lord's prayer, you probably need more than 30 minutes.
所以学习祷告可以从主导文开始。
So if we want to learn how to pray, we start with the Lord's Prayer.
帮助我们有正确的祷告态度跟内容。
So we have a right attitude and right content.
还有正确的祷告动机。
And also our right motives.
这样的祷告才是中靶心点的祷告。
And so that is a key to the bullseye.
这是合乎神旨意的有属灵能力的祷告。
That's really according to His will. It's very powerful.
我们看一下这个主导文里面的内容。
And so let's look at the content of the Lord's Prayer.
有人称它叫做三愿四求的祷告。
And so it's like three wishes and four petitions.
三个愿呢，就是求上帝的国度。
And so wish is pray for His kingdom.
四个祈求呢，是为人的需要。
And four petitions talk about our needs.
所以呢，有人说主祷文是三愿四求的祷告。
And so very often they say there are three wishes and four petitions.
三个愿是什么呢
？What are those three wishes？
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name。
这我们可以称它叫赞美的祷告。
So it's a prayer of praise。
然后呢，愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come。
我们可以称它叫国度的祷告。
And talk about prayer of a kingdom。
然后第三个，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And so your will be done, and earth and it is in heaven.
这是舍己的祷告。
And prayer of a sacrifice.
然后四个求。
And there's a four petitions.
第一个求是我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And so talk about the four petitions that you give our daily bread.
我们可以称它叫信心的祷告。
And so it is a prayer of a faith.
第二个求是免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us debt as the other forgive our debtors.Sophie, can you move down one?
那这个呢，我们可以称它叫饶恕的祷告。
And so the is a forgiveness of prayers.
第三个求呢，是不叫我们遇见试探。
And leads not into temptation.
这是征战的祷告。
Prayer of spiritual warfare.
第四个求呢，是求救我们脱离凶恶。
And deliver from the evil one.
这叫我们可以称它叫保护的祷告。
Prayer of protection.
那最后呢？
Sophie.
最后呢、啊、国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远。
The kingdom and power and glory are yours forever.
我们可以称它这是一个宣告的祷告。
We call that declarative prayer.
我们也可以称它是一个赞美的祷告。
And it's a prayer of praise.、
啊、因为有一些古抄本的上一章。有一些古抄本的圣经没有这一节经文。
And so there are all Bible actually the earlier books without this verse.
但是没有关系，不管有的圣经有的圣经没有，我们不管。
It really doesn't matter that some of the version have this verse or some version do not have this verse.
我们也可以用在我们的祷告里面。
We can also use in our prayers.
这是一个最后宣告，也是赞美的祷告。
It's a declaration of the prayer.
所以主祷文呢，从赞美开始，对不对
？So Lord's prayer start with a praise.
从赞美结束。
And finish with a praise.
希望以后我们有机会可以一个一个跟大家来分享。
And so hopefully I will have more opportunity to share that with you.
在美国内战的时候
，And during the Civil War,
林肯带领了北方跟我忘了这个南边是，我只记得 General Lee， 但是那个leader 叫什么名字我忘记了。
And so they are doing the Civil War, the leaders of both sides.
林肯率领这个北军呢，向上帝祷告。
So the Lincoln actually was leading the North and to pray to God.
南军呢的领袖他们也向上帝祷告。
And so, I think it's General Lee, I think.
就是 General Lee.
So the South, that also they also prayer is General Lee.
他们都两边都希望在战争中得胜。
Both sides want to win this war.
有人就讽刺这件事。
And so people are very sarcastic about it.
南北两军这样对阵哈。
And when they are fighting with each other,
两边的基督徒都在向上帝祷告。
And both sides, the Christians are praying to God.
上帝到底要帮助哪一边啊
？Who is God aligned with?
难道上帝不会很为难吗
？So you do think that God's trouble?
因为我们知道战争一定有输有赢啊。
We know someone's going to lose, someone's going to win.
那到底上帝要帮助哪一边
？Who is God's going to help?
林肯就解释。
And so Lincoln explained this.
他说：“我不敢祷告求上帝站在我这边。
I don't dare to pray to God that He is on my side.
但我祷告上帝帮助我站在他那一边。
But I pray to God that I will be on His side.”
只要跟上帝站在同一边
，As long as we align with God，
就能够得胜。
We will be victorious。
啊，果然，林肯的军队因为跟上帝站在同一边，最后打了胜仗。
So the Lincoln side actually won the war。
我们的祷告是为我们自己的想法、心理祷告，还是要站在上帝那一边祷告
？So when we pray, do we pray according to our own needs, or pray according to His heart?
所以求主帮助我们 祷告是站在上帝那一边。
So please that when we pray that we align with God.
是为了成全上帝的心意祷告。
And is to accomplish His will.
当然，这个主祷文里面也有为我们的需要祷告。
Of course, in the Lord's prayer, there's also there's a pray for our needs.
但是我们的祷整个祷告都是希望能够体贴上帝的想法。
But is that we really care about God's heart?
耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
Jesus set a great example for us.
我们再来想客西马尼园他怎么祷告。
And how did he pray?
在马太福音26章36到44节。
So in Matthew chapter
36到44 ,26 章。
Chapter 26.
OK, 上一章就好 我没有列出来。好，他祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Which verse?
26章，对不起，我忘了 PowerPoint。上一章有没有？
最好我们在第26章。
Lost 掉。抱歉。马太福音26章36到44。没关系，不用读。
It's okay, I got it. The Jesus went with a disciple, a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray.
他的祷告内容是什么？我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
So when he prayed, he said, My father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me.
重点在后面这句，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Yeah, not as I will, but as you will.
第二次去祷告也一样这样的祷告词。
So the second time we pray, he prays similar way.
第三次还是同样的祷告词。
And second time, the third time is a similar way.
因为要知道钉十字架这件事是很痛苦的。
So we know that it's very, very painful to be crucified.
我们不要以为说耶稣就是神嘛，好像没什么了不起。
We say, well, Jesus is God, so it's not a big deal to him.
要知道我们的信仰里面，我们也相信耶稣基督是跟我们一模一样的人。
But we know that he also came as a man.
用刀子割也会痛，会流血。
And he, when you use a knife to cut him, he will bleed and is, has a pain.
所以他知道他钉十字架是非常痛苦的一件事。
So he knew being crucified is very painful.
要知道他最后是窒息死掉在十字架上的。
Actually, he died because he suffocated.
你们知道钉十字架他的身体的重量是两只手钉着钉子然后承受他全身的重量。
So when you are crucified on the cross, the two nails on your both and to carry your entire weight of your body.
然后罗马政府很可恶。
And so the Roman government is very cruel.
他不让这个为了不让钉十字架的人太快死。
And they do not want those people on the cross die too quickly.
他在脚的地方钉了一块木头，可以让他撑着身体。
And so they also have another wood part that they to nail their feet to hold their body.
所以人被钉在十字架上的挣扎是。这个身体受不了的时候就放松的时候两只手很痛。
And so when you can't handle anymore because your hands are so painful.
所以呢给他脚可以蹬起来可以有一点呼吸。
And so actually your feet can move you up a little bit so you can breathe.
可是身体没力气的时候又变成垂下去。
And so when your body collapses again, keep going down.
手痛的受不了的时候脚就蹬起来因为下去手痛也没办法呼吸。
And so when you are so painful, when you kneel of your hands, you cannot breathe.
所以就这样人在十字架上就这样挣扎。
And they struggle.
一下为了呼吸蹬脚。
And so when they need to breathe, then they kick their feet.
一下没力气窒息没办法呼吸。
When they lose their strength, they become suffocated.
所以我们知道耶稣是非常强壮的一个人。
We know Jesus was pretty strong.
他从早上九点到下午三点，六个小时在十字架上才断气。
So it took him 6 hours from morning at 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. and then he finally died.
如果我们的话，可能30分钟就死了。
And so for us, maybe we'll die in 30 minutes.
所以耶稣在十字架上，他知道那个痛苦是何等的痛苦。
He knew how painful it was on the cross.
但是他为了成就人类的救恩
，But he want to accomplish God, our salvation.
他跟上帝祷告的时候，他知道很痛苦。
He knew it was so painful.
然后上帝啊，可不可以不要让我经历这些？
Can you not let me experience this?
可不可以不要用，可以用别的方式拯救人类？
Can you use other way to save people?
但是他给我们最标准最好的祷告就是，但是不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But he set a great example for us. It says, yet not as I will, but as you will.
所以我们祷告可以跟上帝讲一些我们希望的事情。
And so when we pray, we can tell him that something we want.
但是我们要学习耶稣，就是上帝，你照着你的心意给我。
And so when we pray, we can pray our need, but we can also pray that according to your will.
所以祷告最重要的好处是让我们的想法跟上帝更接近。
And so the benefit of prayer is that we think alike what God wants.
所以学习主导我的祷告是最符合上帝心意的祷告。
So we can learn from the Lord's prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你透过圣经的教导。
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you through the Bible's teaching.
让我们知道什么样是合神心意的祷告。
And know what's the prayer that according to your heart.
求你帮助我们。
And please help us.
常常放下我们的私欲。
And put our flesh away.
让我们的祷告更合你的想法。
So our prayer will according to your heart.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.